Good.
So first, just what was the weekend like for you? I don't know if you stayed here in the building with some of the other coaches or what you did with the hurricane.
Stayed here. My wife and a son with dog and cat went to Jacksonville. Thought that was a good decision at the time. Didn't turn out that way, but that was, huh? They were fine. They're back. It was worse there than it was here, unfortunately. So,
for you guys, it seems like just the fact that you guys were able to get everybody back as scheduled Tuesday, does this become a normal game week or at least a normal post-bye game week for you guys in terms of how you guys prepare for Sunday?
Well, it has to. I mean, I don't rarely is normal. You know, you have always injuries, changes to your roster, team you're playing, so it's rarely normal any given week, obviously, when you have to deal with getting your players back and having to deal with your families and getting our guys back up to speed, you know, but it wasn't an issue yesterday, and I expect us to be better today.
As opening opponents go, it's rare you get a full game to look at the opponent and kind of see what they're lining up with. Is that a tangible help for you to be able to see them and look at what they did on Sunday against the Falcons?
Oh, I don't know. In one respect, you know, we're going to look at it as a positive. They'll probably look at it as though they played a game. So bottom line is, it is what it is. Sometime later in the year, your bye week will show up and they'll have played one more game or one less game. And does it help us because we're, you know, we get a couple guys back to be able to practice? I don't know. We just got to do it better than they do it.
Coach, when you look at the Bears film, what jumps out at you defensively as far as something that may present a big challenge for you guys on Sunday?
Well, they do a number of things well defensively. Starts with their guys up front. They're very talented, starting with Hicks and the guys outside, you know, that do a good job getting after your quarterback. So we have a real challenge in front of us. They did a really good job last year against us. We didn't do a very good job early in the game. Luckily, while we were kind of, you know, sputtering, you know, our defense came up big with some turnovers when we played them last year, and that's the way you win. You play off each other, and when we got going a little bit as the game wore on.
Red zone was an issue last year, scoring touchdowns. So you weren't exceptional in that area and didn't show up much in preseason either. Is that a concern at this point? Is that something you guys are trying to focus on, obviously getting better at, or do you think it's just, you know, some bad statistics?
Well, no. I mean, it's there. I mean, we know it. We understand it. It was something that we tried to focus on the off season. What do we have to do? We got to coach it better. We've got to rep it better during the week so we execute it better come Sundays. So, you know, I don't think it was a lot of things schematically, although we have to look at that. We obviously have to coach it better. We have to do a better job of being able to run the ball in when we get those opportunities because the teams that are best in the red zone can run it in. That's what they're able to do. So we have to do a better job there, and we have to do a better job of when we get opportunities on the perimeter of making the plays that are afforded us. So that's really it. But it is. It's a priority to us. Obviously, we need to continue to improve in there, and obviously in the preseason we didn't get it done like we need to get it done starting Sunday.
You're not going to have Doug Martin for a while. We've all known that for a while. But what do you expect from Jack Ways? Will it be a committee approach? Will he, as he did last year at times when he had to fill in for Doug, be more of the bell cow of the group?
I don't know about that. Between Peyton and Quiz and Chuck, those three will, you know, I don't know how it'll end up dividing itself out. You know, getting Chuck back, you know, we lost him for a good part of last year. Gives us some real flexibility on third downs and putting the ball in his hands. He's a really good space player. So, obviously, we'll continue to try and do that. And then the other two are going to have to do a great job running the football and taking advantage of the creases when we get them.
Do you think there's more that Rodgers, you know, has? And he's talked about how he was just okay last year. He didn't feel like he did anything special. But as you see him, I think he's lost some weight. I mean, does he seem more – is there more on the bone, I guess?
I don't know if he feels that way, then I feel that way. I think he's a good football player. And, you know, we've added some weapons on the perimeter, which ought to help us be able to run the ball more efficiently. And so we've just got to do it better. I thought he was a good player last year. I expect him to be a good player this year.
You mentioned all the weapons that you've added. First chance to get to see them all together in game action. How much are you looking forward to just seeing how it all works out?
Well, all you can ask for is it starts with having talent. we have talent. I'll just speak on the offensive side of the ball. So it won't be about talent. It won't be. We're good up front. We've got guys that can run the football. We've got guys that can catch it. We've got guys that can throw it. So, you know, now it's a matter of us from an execution standpoint and an effort standpoint. To me, that's where you want to be. And then that comes down to coaching, us doing it better than they do it.
How concerned are you with rust, or is that overblown, given the fact that it'll be 22 days when you play Sunday? Last time your offense has been on the field in a game situation.
Well, I mean, that's always a concern. Your timing is critical to being able to throw the ball efficiently. But I've been through this before where you've gone weeks, whether it's in the NFL or college, where if you don't have an indoor facility and you end up walking through things and you don't get as much time on task, and all of a sudden you go out there and play your rear ends off and you didn't see it coming. So I'm done trying to guess, you know, how we're going to play or whether the rust is going to affect us. I only know about today, and we've got to be better today than we were yesterday.
The move you guys made this spring to shift Allie to center and have JR there at guard, how well has that taken, and how good do you feel about the line as it is now?
I feel really good. I mean, getting JR back, I mean, after a whole year being off, feels like we've, you know, added to that. Allie moving inside, we're definitely more stout in the interior. So we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, there's going to be some things as Allie grows into the position that, you know, Joe playing it for so long gave us. But, you know, we like the trade-off.
How did Jameis do with the deep ball? Has he improved in that regard? I mean, just from the naked eye, it just seems like he's hitting those a lot better and more consistently, at least in training camp and the preseason. Have you seen that as well?
Without a doubt, that's probably the biggest improvement. I thought last year the strides he made just in terms of control of the offense, where to go with the ball. He's made even more significant strides in my mind. Deep ball and taking care of the football. I know someone could point to the Jacksonville game, and you know, but as an overall, I mean, in terms of where to go with the football, accuracy with the deep ball, and taking care of the ball and living to play another down, I think he's really improved.
What's he done to improve on that deep ball accuracy?
I just think it's just a matter of repetitions. I can't speak specifically to what Mike has worked with in terms of technique, but I do think that there's something to be said for the same receivers doing it over and over and over, and never get tired of doing the same things over and over till you get really good at it. It's really just a matter of repetition. I'm sure there's some technique things that he's improved on. So, you know, again, we'll see as we move forward. What we've seen so far, we like. Now we've got to do it on Sunday. That's what it comes down to, doing on game day.
Is there a number on passes that are more than 20 yards in the air? You see those stats sometimes with analytical sites and stuff like that. But is there a number that you guys put on that in terms of good accuracy? I think it was like 31% last year, which you look at that and say, that's not very good. But it's the deep ball, so maybe that is good.
Yeah, I don't know, because everybody's a little bit different. You know, there's some route concepts that you may throw, and we do it on a given daily basis. So when you ask that, we do track it. Throws over 20 yards, 15 yards, okay, what's our accuracy? But in some days, it ends up being go routes and take routes. So, you know, where do you draw the line? 20 to 24 yards, 24 to 50, you know. So bottom line is he's more accurate. I think our guys are more disciplined in their routes and being in the right spots, which helps. That's as much as anything. Your protection and your route discipline usually leads to a higher completion percentage.
On the subject of rust, are you guys still able to do what you want to do and what you've done in a number of games from a tempo standpoint? You know, because guys haven't, you know, been practicing together in a week, and maybe there is also some mental fatigue there, or just.
I don't know. I didn't see anything from a tempo standpoint. There was probably, you know, us getting back on the field. It did feel a little awkward yesterday, just getting back after being gone. I wouldn't say all the way back to, you know, 2 weeks ago. I would just say, hey, with everything that happened and guys scattering, sure, getting back yesterday. But I don't think it was a matter of yesterday. It was a matter of the tempo being an issue.
But like in games, for instance, I mean, that's something you guys do like to sometimes use no huddle in different situations. I mean, is that something you could still be able to do?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the majority of our guys that have been with us as long as Coach has been here. So that's not going to change. Our off-season preparation and training camp in terms of tempo and being able to execute, I would hope we wouldn't have lost everything we did over, you know, an off season and a year and a half's worth of work.
You mentioned when you got here wanting to be really creative offensively. How much does the depth and kind of versatility of this offense give you more opportunities to do that?
Oh, I think it allows you to be more flexible. You know, I think that The more you surround your quarterback with talented players that can make plays, I think you have a chance to be more explosive. We've added some explosive players. Now we've just got to go and do it. I mean, it's, you know, talent alone gets you beat. Now it's, you know, the days of, you know, being okay and, you know, not executing here and not getting it done here, those are over. I mean, now it's every day has to build into every rep matters. So, you know, now it's about how we do it better than they do it on Sunday.
Dirk and Coach Bajakian all have interaction with Jameis as a quarterback. What has your perspective been on what you guys have been able to do in terms of risk management and keeping him the playmaker he wants to be while also lessening the turnover factor?
I think it's just experience. I think it's just time. I think if you go through the history of a lot of really good quarterbacks, and hopefully he's on track for that, you'll find guys that are very competitive, want to make every throw, hate to give up a down, hate to punt. So they think they can make every play, trust in the players around them, and then as they just continue to play with reps and experience, I think some of that starts to – you'll start to see that shrink some. And hopefully, I think the biggest thing is understanding that early in the year. We know we want to start off fast, but, you know, like last year, after the first few weeks, I mean, you know, it wasn't nearly where we wanted it to be, and then he kind of came – into his own and kind of took care of the ball a little bit better, and he did a really good job in the preseason, I thought, other than the one instance.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much.